まずはじめに一言お祈りをさせてください。Let us pray. 愛する天の父なる神様、レントの最初の日曜日です。今日私たちはもう一度、あなたが私たちのためになしてくださったことに心を止めたいと思います。主よ、どうぞこの御言葉の時間をあなたが祝福してくださいますように。どうぞこの語るものをあなたの御手を持って清めて、あなたの御言葉を語ることができますように助けてください。これからのひとときをすべてあなたの御手にお委ねして、愛する主イエス様の御名によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。
So we have been reading the story of Abraham, and I said this chapter 22 is the highlightof his life, highlight. And of course, when we read chapter 22, we read this story as Abraham's story, the story about Abraham's faithfulness. And that's true. That's true. That's portion of it. But today, I would like to say we want to shift our focus, shift our eyes from Abraham's life to something else. And I tell you why. First of all, we think this chapter 22 is the Abraham's, you know, the life of Abraham's highlight. And we tend to leave this as Abraham's story. But if you read it carefully, it is not just his story.As you can see, there is his son, Isaac. And today's passage, Abraham kind of asked him to carry the branches. That means Isaac was old enough to carry branches. He was no longer a baby at this time. Maybe he was, I don't know, maybe at least 14, 15, 16 teenager.And that means Abraham was 100, 14, 15, 16, getting quite old. So he asked Isaac to bring the branches. I don't know if you have ever tried to bring the branches. It's quite heavy. It's not light. So Isaac carried the branches, and they go together. And if you read this story carefully,For example, like verse 6 and verse 8, it says, Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife as two of them went on together. Two of them went on together. And now verse 8, it said, Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son, and the two of them went on together.The verse repeat, two of them went on together. And they repeat, son, father, son, yes, my son, father. And two of them went on together. So actually, this is not just Abraham's story, but this is a story of both of them.And if you think about the age of Isaac, do you think Abraham could force him to bound, and put him on the altar? 115, 16 years old man, forcing teenager to lay on the altar. I don't think he could do that without Isaac's obedience.It is not written in the scripture, but easily we can imagine Isaac was not really forced to be there. He was like his father. His father was obedient to his God. Just like that, Isaac was obedient to his father. That's why they could do this. They work together. This couldn't be done without Isaac's faithfulness too. So this is actually a story of two of them, not just Abraham's faithfulness, but also Isaac's faithfulness. And this is not just Abraham Isaac's story. We need to shift our eyes more. What this story reminds you, Father, Son, they work together, faithfully. As his father was faithful, his son was faithful, and they work together. Of course, that reminds us, Father in heaven and his son Jesus Christ. Sometimes God reveals his message and his plan through one's life story in the Bible. In this case, it's Abraham, Isaac. It could be Moses and some other people, but in this case, it's Abraham and Isaac. Only difference, though, is Isaac was replaced by lamb, but Jesus was unreplaceable. Jesus offered himself as a lamb to be slain to forgive our sins. That's the only difference. But there is a big difference. Jesus himself offered him as a lamb. But other than that, this story kind of reminds me or reflect or prophesy the God's plan, his salvation. There is that message in this passage. And now I'd like to tell you why this is so important. Why this is so important to understand and read this sentence, read this chapter, not just as Abraham's story, but actually it's God, Father, and his son's story. Why we need to shift our eyes from just Abraham to God. Because if we read this story just as Abraham's story, we are going to miss the point. We are going to miss the most important message in this chapter. Many people tend to read this chapter as Abraham's faithfulness. We should learn from Abraham. He was faithful. We should be like him. But if you read only that way, you're going to miss the point, because that's not the key of today's chapter. And the key is this: God will provide. If you read this chapter, that also repeated, God will provide. Abraham answered to Isaac, "Where is lamb, father?" And he said, "Don't worry, God will provide." And after actually God provided, he named that mountain that God will provide. Oh, and the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. And this word, God will provide, is the key of today's message. This is something we need to learn and remember. This is the center. This is the core of the message. Because otherwise, we will miss the point. What if we just focused on Abraham's life, Abraham's faithfulness? What would you do? Probably you will compare yourself with Abraham. Oh, Abraham was faithfulness. I have to be like him. And I'm sure most of you, more including myself, will be discouraged because we cannot be like him. Can you offer your son? Can you offer your daughter? No, we can't. So if we read this story as Abraham's strong faithfulness, we will fail. But that's not the main message. The main message is that God will provide. And Abraham's faithfulness was based on that. His faithfulness was based on the belief that God will provide. So this will be the last point, but God provides, God prepared the way for Abraham and for us. And the last question is, how about you? Are you prepared? Are you ready? God prepared, are you prepared? Or I can say this, what does it mean to be prepared? What does it mean to be ready? As a pastor, I have opportunity, or it's part of my job, so sometimes I try to kind of convince people to be baptized or to be a follower of Jesus. Maybe you will do that too. But often I hear the answer, no, not really. I'm not ready yet. I'm not prepared. Because I have some issues. I have some issues that I should deal with before I am baptized and I become follower of Jesus. But some people might say, well, I'm not ready yet. I can't. Because I don't think I can take the responsibility. Or I don't want to take the responsibilities. So I'm not ready to follow Jesus yet. Some might say, I'm not good enough. Or I'm not like Abraham. Abraham could be replaced with any Christians. I'm not like that Christian. I'm not like Abraham. I don't have that strong faith. I'm not ready. I don't think I can be a follower of Jesus. I can't sacrifice. I can't sacrifice like Abraham did. I am not like Abraham. And I can never be like him. But I'd like to insist that that's not the point of today's message, today's Bible verse. It is not what you can do, what you have done, what you have accomplished. But it's about what God has done for you. What has God provided you? We tend to rely on or depend on your kind of status or situation or your level, I don't know whatever it's called, and you say, I'm not ready because I have these things that I have to do. But Bible doesn't teach that way. What matters is not what you did, what you are going to do. What matters is what Jesus has done for you, what Father God in heaven has done for you. And that's what we trust, and that's what Abraham actually trusted and believed. He didn't trust his deeds. He didn't trust himself. He trusted that God will provide. And I will just turn off the